A field in which there was a grave that was lost. We know there's a grave in this field, but we don't know where that grave is located. It's din is, like we'll see in the next part, that the entire field is considered tamei. And somebody went ahead into this field and built a house with a second floor on top of the first floor. If the entrance to the upper floor is aligned with the entrance to the lower floor, the entrance to the upper floor is directly above the entrance to the lower floor. The upper floor is tar. And since this field is tamei, we don't know where the grave is located, the bottom floor is going to be tamei, as maybe he built the house on top of the lost grave. But the upper floor is tar. And if the tumor is directly underneath the house, the ceiling of the lower floor will stop the tumor from penetrating and being the tamei of the upper floor. And if the tumor is underneath the threshold of the house, the tumor will enter through the entrance of the lower floor, and again, would be stopped from entering the aliyah by the ceiling of the lower floor. And if the tumor is directly underneath the wall, the tumor would not spread sideways into the house at all. Instead, it would penetrate the wall and go right up to the shemayim, but the house would remain tar. So therefore, no matter where the tumor is, the upper floor would remain tar, since the ceiling of the bottom floor is chaytay, so it would stop the tumor from penetrating it. Then lav, aliyah tmeah. But if the entrance to the upper floor is not directly above the entrance to the lower floor, in such a case, the upper floor would also be tamei along with the bottom floor. And the possibility exists that the house was built with the grave directly underneath a wall, which on top of that wall is the entrance to the upper floor. So therefore, the tumma would go right through the wall and enter through the entrance of the upper floor and be matame the upper floor. So therefore, in that case, both the bais and the aliyah would be tamei. The bais is tamei because maybe the house was built with the tumma directly underneath the house. And the aliyah tamei is maybe the house was built with the kever directly underneath the wall, which on the top of the wall leads into the entrance of the upper floor. So therefore, both floors would be tamei in this case. Offer beis apras for offer chutzlart shebabi yerek mitzdarfen kechosim hamar tzoyf. Dibri Rabbi Eliezer. Dirt from a field to the beis apras, which is matame b'maga uva maso, or dirt that came from chutzlart, dirt that came from outside of Eretz Yisrael, the chacham or geizer, that offer chutzlart is also matame b'maga uva maso, just like offer from beis apras. And this dirt came together with a shipment of vegetables, that there was dirt attached to the stalks of the vegetables. How much dirt would you need that the dirt would combine to be metame b'mago b'masa? If you have enough dirt for a chaysim hamar tzofin, a chaysim is a clay seal that's used to seal marzofin. Marzofin are packets that are used to ship merchandise. That's the amount of dirt you need all together to be metame b'mago b'masa. So therefore, if you take off the dirt from all the stalks and you have enough for a chaysim hamar tzofin, the dirt will be metame b'maga b'masa by touching and by carrying. The chacham imrim acheyia b'makom echad kechaysem hamar tzofin. The chacham disagree. They say that the only time we say the dirt is metame if you have in one place the amount for a chaysem hamar tzofin, the amount you need to seal one of these packets in which merchandise is sent. At the point of the chacham, even if you combine all the dirt from all the stalks, you have a chaysim atuf, and that would not be metame. You need to have in one place a clot of dirt that's the size of a chaysim atuf to be metame. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa Shoyu Igros Bo, Me'me Dinas Hayam, Lebnei Korn and Gdolim. Rabbi Yehuda said there was a story that letters came from overseas to the sons of Korn and Gdolim. The sons of Korn and Gdolim had to be careful not to become tame since they do avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. V'hayu behem kesau kesasayin chaysimaris, v'lo chashu lahem chachamim mishum tumar. If you add up all the dirt from chutzlar that was used to make up the seals of these letters, you would have a saw or even two saw of seals, which is a lot more dirt than you need to be metame, as this is a lot more than the amount of chaysim hamar tzofin. And even so, the chachamim were not concerned that the seals were metame the bnei kohanim gdolim. And the reason being is that Rabbi Yehuda concurs with the chachamim that you need the amount of chaysim hamar tzofin in one place in order to be metame, and since each individual letter had less than the amount of chaysim hamar tzofin, you don't have the amount of chutzlar matzofin in one place, so therefore, the dirt from chutzlar in this case would not be metame. How do you harvest a vineyard that has grapes growing in a base hapras? The base hapras is a field which had a keva, a grape, that was plowed over. That the din is that the field is tamei, the rabbanon will go, that the dirt from this field is metame b'mago b'masa. So how do we harvest the grapes without being metame the grapes? So the Mishnah goes on to explain, Mazim ala adam ba'ala kim. Before anybody comes in to harvest the grapes, you have to sprinkle. And any individual that became tummy from a mace, is that his dinner? If somebody was tummy from a mace, he's only tar when we sprinkle on him from the May Afer, para aduma. And so to kale that became tummy from a mace, also we have to sprinkle on them. And we will repeat and sprinkle on them a second time. If that is a din, you sprinkle on them the first time on the third day of their tumma. Then a second time on the seventh day of a tumma. As even though these people are about to go in to a sada, which is metame. It's metame b'maga u'b'masa. So what's the point of sprinkling on them? But since until now they were tame min ha-Torah, and now they're going into Beit HaPras, which is only metame min Rabbanan. Rabbanan were going to the Beit HaPras and metame. So first, they have to get sprinkled on them from the Me'ef or Par Aduma in order to get rid of the Tumah Midaraisa, and after that they would enter the Beit HaPras. Of course they would become Tame Midarabanan, and they would have to have sprinkled on them again from the Me'ef or Par Aduma after they finish harvesting the grapes. Ubaitra, they would go into the vineyard and they would harvest the grapes. Now even though the din is that the Rabbanan were going to that Habaitra Lagas Hochshur, which means somebody who is harvesting grapes in order to take the grapes to be pressed, those grapes are considered mukshar. Mukshar means they're ready to become tummy. As food only becomes tummy when it comes into contact with one of seven liquids. And when you harvest the grapes, maybe a little bit of the juice from the grapes got squeezed out when you were harvesting them. Now, even though that juice is not considered one of the seven liquids, min ha-Torah, but the Rabbanan were geyser that that juice would be makshar the grapes, and the grapes would become tummy. So if so, it's impossible to harvest these grapes that are growing in a base of frost without being metame the grape. The person who enters the base of frost becomes tame. And since the grapes are mukshar with the juice that maybe squeezes from them, when you harvest the grapes would become tame from the person. But the Rabbanan said that in this case, we would not say that the grapes would become tame. And since the tumor of a base of frost is only midrabbanan, and that which we say, that when you harvest grapes, it becomes mukshar, that's also only midrabbanan. The rabbanan were not going to in this case that the tumah midrabbanan would be mitame these grapes. In this case, that the tumah is only midrabbanan, we would say that the grapes are not yet mukshar. So therefore, it's possible to harvest these grapes without being mitame the grapes. And since the grapes are not yet mukshar, they would not become tame from the person who became tame from the Beit HaPras. Umoitzia chutz l'Beit HaPras. Then the people who harvested the grapes would take the grapes outside of the Beit HaPras. V'acherim mekabel mehem. We would have other people receive the grapes from them, and the other people would bring the grapes to the wine press, as we don't want the people who harvested the grapes to bring the grapes to the wine press themselves. And those people are tummy, even though they're not metame the grapes, since the grapes were not yet mukshar. But in the wine press, there's a lot of wine, and wine is one of the seven liquids that's makshir oichlin, so it would make oichlin be makabel tumor. So therefore, we're afraid they'll come into contact with either the wine and be metame the wine or the grapes that are in the wine press. So they don't enter the wine press at all. Instead, they give the grapes to other people, and the other people who are tar would bring the grapes to the wine press. And nagu elu be'elu tmeim kedivrei beis hilchos. If the people harvested the grapes touch the other people by receiving the grape from them, those other people would become tamei, and therefore they would be metamei the grapes. And since the people who entered the Beit HaPras are an av hatumah, they became tamei from a maze. They can be metamei another person. Therefore, if they come into contact with the people who receive the grapes from them, those people will become tummy, and they will be metame the grapes. And this is according to Basil, that which we said, that grapes that are grown in a base of pots can be harvested without the grapes being tummy, is according to Basil. Beishamei oimrim, urchet is a mago besiv, or boitzer besur. Beishamei says, if you harvest the grapes that are grown in a base of pots in the normal way, then the grapes will become tummy. As Beis Shammai argue with Beis Hillel, they hold that even in this case, the Chachamim were geyser, that when you harvest the grapes, they will become mukshar, they will be ready to be makabel tumah. So therefore, the person who enters the Beit HaPras and becomes tameh, when he harvests the grapes, he will be metame the grapes. So therefore, you cannot harvest the grapes in the normal way according to Beis Shammai. As if you harvest the grapes in the normal way, you will be metame the sickle in which you harvest the grapes. The sickle will become tameh, and the sickle will then be metame the grapes. Instead, you have to hold the sickle with a sieve, which is a piece from a bark from a tree. And the sieve is not makabel tumah. So therefore, since you're holding the sickle through the sieve, which is not makabel tumah, the sickle will not become tummy. And then when you harvest the grapes will not become tummy. or you have to harvest the grapes with a sharp rock, as rocks are not makabel tuma. You then have to put the grapes inside a kvisha. A kvisha is a very large basket which is not makabel tuma. And then you can bring the grapes to the wine press in this kvisha, in this large basket. And that way, the grapes were not makabel tuma, since you never came into direct contact with the grapes, and the grapes never came into direct contact with the kli, which is tumah. Now, according to Beis Shammai, the people harvested the grapes can bring the grapes directly into the wine press. He doesn't have to hand them over to other people to bring them into the wine press, even though the people who harvested the grapes are tumah, since they entered a base of prize. But according to Beis Shammai, since you have to harvest the grapes in a strange way, so a person who's harvesting the grapes in a way that he does not normally harvest grapes will realize that is tumah. And when he enters the wine press, he'll be very careful not to come into contact with the wine or the grapes. So according to Beis Shammai, the people themselves who are tumah are allowed to enter the wine press. They just have to be careful not to touch the grapes or the wine, since they became tummy when they entered the Beis HaPras. Amar Rabbi Yosi, B'mezmar Mamurim B'kerem Hanasa Beis HaPras. Rabbi Yosi said, that which Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel allow you to harvest grapes that are growing in the Beis HaPras and have them brought to the wine press, that's only if the vineyard had already been planted in that field before it became a Beis HaPras, before the grape was plowed over. Avonotea Beis HaPras Yimacha L'shuk. But if you planted the vineyard there after the field had already become a Beis HaPras, and you never should have planted a vineyard in a Beis HaPras, so therefore the Chachamim will kindness you, they penalize you, and do not allow you to harvest the grapes to be brought to a wine press. Instead, you have to sell the grapes to be eaten. As when you sell the grapes to be eaten as grapes, not to be pressed for wine, in such a case, everybody would agree that when the grapes are harvested, they do not become mukhshar. They're not ready to be makabel tuma. And that which we say, that the Chacham were geyser, that when you harvest grapes, that the little bit of juice that squeezes out from them when you harvest them is machshir the grapes, that's only when the grapes are being brought to the wine press. But when the grapes are being harvested to be eaten, so you're not interested in the liquid from the grapes, if you're not planning on squeezing the grapes, you're planning on eating the grapes. In such a case, the Rabbanu were not geyser, that the juice that squeezes out from the grapes would be machshir the grapes. So when you harvest grapes to be eaten, even if the grapes are growing in a base of grass, we don't have to rely on any leniencies to allow you to eat the grapes and to consider the grapes tar. So therefore, in such a case that you planted the vineyard thereafter, the field had already become a base of grass, the Chachamim do not want to rely on any leniency to allow you to harvest the grapes and have them brought to the wine press. So therefore, the Chachamim said in this case, you cannot squeeze the grapes at all. Instead, you have to harvest them and sell them to be eaten.